Today is Monday, September the 21st, 2020. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Boucheau, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello and welcome to a new week. Today we look at Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Opening his mouth, Peter said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. The word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know the thing which took place throughout all Judea, starting from Galilee after the baptism which John proclaimed. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all the things he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day and granted that he become visible, not to all the people, but to witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God. That is, to those of us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Of him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." I love the way Peter began his message. 2 days prior to this time, it would have been impossible for him to imagine that he would be standing before a room filled with Gentiles preaching the gospel. He had heard Jesus tell them that they would make disciples in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. But actually doing so shook the very foundations of his long-held worldview. That's an important lesson for us to learn. When God commands something, it matters not how contrary it is to our worldview. It's his will, and we have no option but to obey. We like to use worldly excuses for ignoring the commands of God. We say things like, "That's just the way I was raised," or "I faced some painful circumstances in the past," etc. You do realize that the salvation experience is referenced as being born again, right? When one is born again, he is a completely new creation who is being raised in Christ. Human experience is never an excuse for disobedience. Peter then stated that in every nation, the man who fears God and does what is right before him is welcome to him. In that statement, we see the connection between the profession of faith and the behavior of the one professing the faith. God welcomes any person in any part of the world from any background who fears him and does what is right. This just shows us once again that there is no salvation without a changed life. None. In the Western world, I fear we have often cheapened salvation because it is a gift of God's grace. Yes, it's a gift, but it's anything but cheap. Just because we weren't the ones to pay the price doesn't mean it wasn't a profoundly expensive price to pay. Jesus didn't do what he did just to pardon us. He did what he did to change us, to make us truly righteous, truly holy, blameless before holy God. If you went through the motions of salvation but never experienced true life change, you weren't saved. So please settle that issue right now. If you want to correspond with me on the subject, email me directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv. Peter then reminded them of what they had heard. The ministry and execution of Jesus were significant events. Word got around about the hand of God in the works of Jesus. Thousands and thousands of people followed him most everywhere he went. It was an exhausting and intense 3 years of ministry, and news of these events were spread throughout the region. So these people almost certainly had heard of Jesus. They may even have had a favorable opinion of him, or they may have considered him a leader of a rebellion who needed to be eliminated. Regardless, they would not have known his true story, his true purpose, and Peter proceeded to clear up their misconceptions. You may go through your entire life without encountering someone who hasn't heard of Jesus, but the vast majority of them have a flawed perception of our Savior and Lord. Engage people on the subject of Jesus. Ask them their perception of him. It will give you the opportunity to relate to them the biblical picture, and it could impact them in ways you didn't anticipate. A prominent theme of Peter's message was the fact that the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus were attested to by eyewitnesses, of which he was one. He was not telling them something he had only heard. He was telling them something he had experienced. And that's what it means to be a witness. It is to relate to another person what you know from personal experience. And you're the top authority on your personal experience. That places us in a position of ultimate authority when we are relating what happened to us. Seize that high ground and proudly proclaim that you can affirm the truth of the gospel because you have experienced the truth of the gospel. Don't allow your newness in the faith or your lack of biblical knowledge to discourage you from being a witness, because only you know for certain what has happened to you. And that is a powerful message from you to anyone.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Boucheau. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.